What's up, everybody? Welcome back to In My Non-Expert Opinion. I'm your host, Chelsea Reif, and I'm also a podcast strategist who helps people launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts. I've run this podcast since 2017, and something I don't talk about often is breakups and relationships, and I've really been missing it because it's something that's very prevalent and active in my life right now. And if you know anything about podcasting and podcasting long term, when you do it for this long, it becomes a bit of an audio diary and evolution. And so I'm like, let's get into it. So as you've even heard in the last few weeks and in the upcoming weeks, we're shifting a lot into relationships, dating, sex, breakups, etc. I think the reason it's been so hard for me to talk about breakups is because they are truly the most traumatic thing that I've experienced in my lifetime. I don't have a lot of trauma in my life when it comes to family matters or money or health. I've been very, very fortunate and privileged to not have to deal with a lot of those things yet. Like, my parents are alive. My siblings are alive. My family is a very normal family. Now, obviously, every family and every dynamic has their kinks and quirks, and not everything is perfect. But what I mean is that I don't really have a lot of like big T trauma in my life. So when breakups happen, they are truly something that like rocks me to my core. And I have a very hard time moving forward and processing and like understanding how I'm going to move forward. Whenever I go through breakups, I'm always seeking out podcasts and books and any type of content that could help me, because I don't have a lot of anxiety about how the relationship ended. Usually all of my breakups have ended very mutually. It's more so, how am I going to move forward? Right? Like, logically, I know there are a million great guys out there. I meet them all the time. But when you and a partner break up, again, if it's mutual, it can feel like you were never going to find someone like that again. You're never going to have those inside jokes. You're never going to have that secret language again. And it can actually feel like you are never going to be able to move on. It's really important to me now to start sharing this type of content, especially because now I've actually moved on from my past breakup. There's a lot of stuff I still haven't moved on from like casual dating and relationships and people I've met since then. But my last like formal breakup was something that I really genuinely did not understand how I was going to move forward. And I literally thought to myself, like, you're just going to have a melancholy life. Obviously now it's silly to even think that I thought that at the time. But if you're going through a breakup right now, or you've gone through one that truly hurt your actual heart and chest, then you know what I'm talking about. So today I had on Alexandra Shelley, aka The Modern Medium, and she opens up all about her breakup from a spiritual perspective, something that has saved me time and time again whenever I'm in a funk, whether it's business, relationships, friends, family. Turning to my spirituality and the tools that I have access to are inevitably what helps me move forward. So obviously, as a medium, Alexandra has so many gifts that she wants to share with us, and how she used them in her own life to help her move through the breakup and even deciding to break up is really fascinating. In today's episode, we're going to talk about what prompted her breakup and how she knew it was her intuition versus anxiety, because I think that's something we all can get wrong sometimes. We talk about being single and moving forward and keeping your heart open and not being closed off to opportunities. We talk about rejection, and we talk about something that I really want to get into more, is sexuality and spirituality overlapping. Do they overlap? Can we use those words in the same exact sentence? Is sex spiritual? Is it bad to have one-night stands if you consider yourself a spiritual person? I love, love, love the nuance that goes into these conversations, and I love when people bare their heart and soul in this podcast, and that's something Alexandra really did in this episode. So this is for you if you are going through a breakup, if you are single and ready to move forward, or if you are ready to have a one-night stand and not feel like shit, then you're going to want to listen to this. Before we dive into this incredible episode, I have a super special giveaway going on this month to win one of my most popular Notion documents, the Interactive Podcast Planner. So you all know I'm a Virgo moon and Virgo rising, and I love things to be organized, simple, and clear. I really don't overcomplicate things, and I like to keep things very minimalist, which is how I organize my podcast and how I've been able to keep it going for nearly 7 years now. This Notion planner is actually something I give to my one-on-one high-ticket clients, but as a special thank you this month, we're running the giveaway that anyone who leaves a review on Apple Podcasts will be entered to win this Notion doc. So all you got to do is go to Apple Podcasts, find my podcast, obviously, scroll down to the section where it says write a review, and then write your review, but screenshot it before you send it into Apple Podcasts. This is because sometimes Apple Podcasts can take up to 2 weeks to show your review, and I want to make sure you're entered into this giveaway this month. So again, Apple Podcasts, scroll down, write a review, take that screenshot, and then you can send it over to info@chelseareif.com or on Instagram @chelseareif and just shoot me a DM and you'll be entered into that giveaway. So again, if you are someone that is craving some support when it comes to organizing your podcast, I think this Notion interactive planner is going to be exactly what you're looking for. And all you have to do is leave a review. All right, let's dive into this week's episode. Alexandra Shelley, The Modern Medium, welcome to In My Non-Expert Opinion.
Ugh, Chelsea, I am so freaking excited to just gab with you. I love it. Thank you so much.
I truly cannot wait because you are such a ball of energy and I feel like you really own your uniqueness. And I feel like that sounds like maybe a backhanded compliment, but I genuinely mean that like you really own who you are. And you can just tell that by your podcast, by your social media, the way you show up in the world. So I know we are going to go a bunch of different places today and it's going to be really fucking fun.
Yes, I am so excited. And like what we're talking about, so relevant in my life. Also, I think it's really freaking important to talk about because it just in so many avenues of like me as a practitioner, but also people coming to me as a client and just keeping it real and being a human being, living the human experience. And yeah, I'm so excited.
I have a story right now that I'm in London. And the last time I was in London, it had been a year since I'd been in London the year before. So I've actually come to London the last three falls. Last year, I was kind of dating someone and we were like seeing where it was going. And I started to feel him pull away and it was kind of like a weird weekend. And the time before, literally 1 year before that, I was in London and my ex and I had just ended. And I was like on a little 5 week Euro trip to try and get out of the apartment and like clear my head and just come back to myself. So London has this very interesting energy of like, it's a place I go right after a breakup happens or a relationship is like on the tail end of ending. And it always revives me because there's so much to do, so much diversity, so many people to meet. And I know talking to you and just from following you, a breakup is something that happened recently in your life. Can you rewind back to earlier this year and tell us what prompted you to end the relationship?
Yes, absolutely. So when we are, and I want to say we, because we are all intuitive badasses, we are all psychic, you just have to let yourself know and also let yourself come to that and empower that. So PSA, but we broke up in March and I knew in November and it really rocked my world. I pretty much had like a mental breakdown. I'm like, this is not happening right now. And it was definitely because it was just like my first really healthy symbiotic relationship and a relationship where I did not lose myself. I actually became the best version of myself. And yeah, I just knew in November. I had a few kind of just intuitive hits, you know, feelings and visions. And it was a lot of coming to terms with death of 1,000 paper cuts, right? I think that's it. I almost said paper cups. Like, just woke up. Great. Cool.
1,000 paper cups. That is hurtful.
Ow. And they're Dixie cups? Like, grow up. Okay. Not even that funny. Okay. Moving on. But death of 1,000 cuts and realizing over time that I was not going to be able to live with this person or marry this person. And God bless his soul. He is a really wonderful, good-hearted human. And I will always sing, you know, his praises, but just a negative person and complained a lot and very critical. And I'm sure you guys can already tell with me, I'm very energetic, very bubbly, very silly. I show it not only within myself to myself, but I show it out in the world. Like, I am not afraid to be a silly goose. I just knew in my heart, I could not live with the curmudgeon. I just cannot. It would break me. And that's kind of how it was prompted, where we were at a point where he was actually eager and excited to talk about moving in together. And I was just like, I can't do this. And so that was how it was prompted. I'm like, listen, I don't know if I'm ready to move in yet, but also I'm not very happy. And it was the first relationship too, where I learned, oh my God, there's all these tools out there, like therapy. And there's these podcast episodes you can listen to of, you know, free advice and books and, you know, really learning that there's so much dynamic and so many of us are so multi-layered, and you shouldn't just give up. And if you feel doubt, it's not a bad thing. And I follow so many gorgeous people on my feed where, you know, I was kind of doing my best. I'm like, okay, how could I see it from his angle? How could I talk to him? How could I approach this? Like, what do I need to work on? Like, always moving back to myself, because when I knew, you know, oh, I'm feeling doubt, I would just bail. I would just bail in a relationship because I thought that's what the answer was. But I'm like, no, you know, I want to try to bring to the table all these tools. So I did. I was like, let's go to couples therapy. Like, let's do this. And he just wasn't ready to move forward with any of those solutions. And in previous relationships, because of course I didn't, you know, have the emotional maturity quite yet, I thought if you doubted the relationship, or, you know, you were just getting to a point where it was just difficult, I thought that's when you left. I didn't know that you actually, I just didn't know. I had no idea. I didn't have the vocabulary. I didn't have the awareness yet. And so this was really the first relationship where, of course, I have matured, and I've also really stepped into my practice as a psychic medium. So I just, a lot was opening up within myself, and I wasn't so afraid coming to the table with solutions and, you know, trying to be very vulnerable and open-hearted with my discomfort, with my qualms in the relationship. And so really I brought all these solutions to the table. I said, let's go to couples therapy. I'm just willing to do whatever it takes. And that's what he said too. But I don't think it's because he didn't want to. I just don't think he literally was able to. And I mean, gosh, that is a whole can of worms. I mean, within his own personal experience and how he's able to open up to himself and what he's willing to do for himself. But I don't think he's ever given that gift to himself of really, really getting vulnerable with what he wants and who he is. And so it was like November to March where I was trying so hard and in solution mode and problem solve mode and analyzing. And it was like a winter, honestly. It was really, really difficult. And I got to a place in March where I was just kind of breaking down, and so classic LA. So really when I realized it had to absolutely end. So a beautiful psychic medium who has been on my podcast and who we've actually become good friends, her name's Nicole Marilyn. She was in Los Angeles and she was doing a sound bath, like spring equinox circle. And I really wanted to go, of course, and support her. But also I was going through such a difficult time. I knew I needed something like that. And so it was crazy. It was literally the week before we officially broke up, like March 19th. And I go to this circle all alone. I look like a freaking trash bag because I'm just a wreck. And we drop into meditation. And of course, during meditation, I'm crying and I'm begging spirit. I'm like, please show me. Please show me. I haven't been able to let myself actually accept and see what this is and what I need to do. And so what I was immediately shown was two tree branches, and one branch was him and I, and one branch was me. And the branch that was him and I, what I heard very strongly was the word stunted. And then I saw the branch that was me, and I heard blossoming. And I also just saw beautiful, beautiful blossoms. And so I knew I have to leap because I know I will flourish and I know I will blossom, not only myself, but I know he will too. And then what I saw was my wedding day, and I saw me holding the hands of my husband, and I knew they weren't his hands. So very, very two clear images and messages that I just had to go, and it was time. So we get out of the meditation and she says, turn to the person next to you and talk about your experience. And this sweet, beautiful stranger, you know, holds space for me as I'm snotting and sobbing. And I'm telling her my experience. And she said, you know, when you walked in the room, I totally felt your strength and you're so grounded and you're so beautiful and you just got this. Like, you got this. And it was one of those divine moments where you meet someone in person, whether it's a stranger or a loved one, and they just say exactly what you needed to hear from God, from Source. And that really, really helped me. And also what I forgot to mention too is, so Nicole had a beautiful circle of oracle cards, tarot cards and stuff. And she said, pull a card, you know, or two to, you know, say it's like an intention for your meditation. And I pulled a card that was very, very special to me. It was Anna, who's Grandmother of Jesus. I recently read that book, literally called Anna, Grandmother of Jesus. And the message in it was divine plan, like divine support, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, oh my God. And I work a lot and I'm very connected to, you know, Mother Mary and Anna, all that jazz. I was like, oh my God. So seeing that card, receiving that message from this beautiful practitioner, her name's Nikki, I went over to his house afterwards and I began to have the conversation, like really honest conversation. And sweet, sweet man, I was like, this is not how breakups work, but I was ready to break up with him. He's like, no. And I'm like, well, that's not really how it works. Like walking away, I'm like, well, this went kind of weird. And so what I ultimately decided was, hey, I need a month to myself, to us. Like, let's please give ourselves a month to just have space and really understand what we both need. And obviously, I knew what I needed and what I wanted, but clearly this guy was not taking no for an answer. And so the way I saw this was like a transition period. And so that week, I had a excellent week. I did grieve on Monday, like grieving our relationship, but the rest of the week, I felt so much lighter. I felt beautiful in my own skin. And I don't know, I just kind of had a really great week. I'm not really sure how else to define it. Like, you know, I did my things. I did my work. I served clients. I went to the farmer's market. I worked out. I just had my week and I saw friends and I just felt really clear. And oh my gosh. So it gets a little like not that saucy. But anyways, on Friday, I get invited to like a birthday party of this guy that I was actually really into for quite some time. And I'm like, oh my God, this will be kind of like my first time going out, you know, for a while. And I'm like feeling this new energy. And I kind of knew something was going to transpire. But anyway, so I go to work and I cover at this book and crystal store in downtown Santa Monica. And it's so crazy. So I'm talking to my coworker about what I'm going through. And then, so one of my main signs from spirit is rainbows. And so I see this woman walk in the store with like a rainbow shirt, like rainbows all over her shirt. And I'm like, oh, okay, great. Like that makes me feel good. I'm very guided. And then I'm working and my head's down and I hear Alexandra, and it's the girl that I met at Nicole's circle and her name's Nikki. I was like, Nikki, what are you doing here? Like she lives 30 minutes away and she's like, how are you doing? And it was exactly a week after I just met her and after that, you know, conversation with Alec. And she said the same thing. She's like, Alexandra, you got this. I am so proud of you. You are so strong and you know exactly what you need to do. And just hearing those words all over again a week later, I was like, you're joking me right now. Then, you know, I'm just seeing beautiful signs throughout the day of how supported I am and how excited I am about being and feeling so supported and just feeling really confident in my decision. And then kind of long story short, I
end up going out and I meet up with this like guy and his friends at the bar. And not so much that this story's like that significant in the sense of like, because nothing really transpired with him. And actually, we're very candid and open and honest on this podcast. It actually like really hurt my feelings in the end because he was a friend of mine and I was really open-hearted with him. But we can even go into that about like being open-hearted and being really honest and being courageous about it. But I told him, I'm like, listen, I'm in this stage of my relationship, and but I've been into you ever since I've met you, and I would love to go on a date with you. And it was cool at the time because he felt the same way and there was attraction there. And I knew I had to end the relationship because clearly I was in a space that was not connected with my partner anymore. We were in a really weird breakup stage. And so then that's when I ended the relationship, like exactly a week later. And I know I feel like this story was kind of messy and all over the place, but I already kind of pre-grieved the relationship. And I just knew and I felt in my bones, I blossomed so much. And I'm sure you could even tell, like, as I'm showing up on, you know, my platform and how I'm talking and how I'm presenting myself, I feel so confident. I feel like I'm always gorge, but I feel like I had a little mini glow up, and I feel so beautiful in my skin and feel so whole. And I'm learning to love all of the parts of myself that I thought were unlovable, that felt unlovable in this relationship, and learning to even love the parts that I've always loved about myself. So yeah, sorry if that story was like a little disjointed, but it was a lot of kind of divine reckoning and coming to the place of my intuition and just doing what is incredibly hard, but feeling so rewarded and even feeling the rewards afterwards.
Yeah, it sounds like spirituality is something that played not even a massive role, but maybe even like the primary role in not only ending the relationship, but being able to move forward and pick up the pieces. And then you trusted your intuition and knew that it was intuition and not anxiety. You also brought up something that I think is really important, because I used to listen to dating podcasts so much, and they were very like targeted to people that were in college and just got out of college and like, you know, silly. And it just wasn't what I was looking for. And eventually I started to like intake the messaging from those podcasts was just like, oh, if it's not working out, you know, dump his ass and be done with it and like move along, sis, and just very like cut and dry. But what I didn't realize, honestly, until this year is something you said about your previous partner was sometimes people, it's not like they don't want to, they just truly do not have the emotional capacity or bandwidth to meet you where you are. So your bandwidth might just be a little more stretchier than theirs, and theirs is like very tight. That doesn't mean one of you is right and wrong or better or not better. And also women, we have so much more societal freedom to express ourselves with each other. You just told me you went to a sharing circle. You did readings, right? You had all these places to process, therapy. Like, we have so many places to share and process where guys don't. Guys literally don't talk to anybody about what's going on. So it sounds like when you were like, let's try this, let's try that, he was open, but maybe like, I just don't know how to get there. And so I think it's important for anyone listening that not to judge people for where they're at, but just be able to like lovingly let them go and say like, it's okay that you're not where I'm at, but I'm also not willing to keep investing time and energy into something that I can see already isn't going to bloom and mature in the way that I want to. I'm curious though, something that popped up in here was really like knowing what in November that you needed to break up, but waiting until March. And you said pre-grieving the relationship. I think a lot of people do this because you're like, it's going to get better. You know, we're going to work on this and let me just give it one more chance. What do you think this relationship taught you about yourself and how you're going to handle relationships and dating moving forward?
Oh my gosh. Yay. I'm so excited to answer this question. And also I was dying about the podcast that you were listening to, like dump his ass, sis. Like what the heck?
Yeah.
like, what is going on? That should be on like Yik Yak, like not
literally
a podcast for everyone to listen to. What did I learn? So something that was really beautiful
was learning to love without losing myself.
I don't like getting crazy obsessed with attachment styles, and I don't think we should get crazy obsessed. They are informative, but they're only a piece of the pie. But my, I guess, attachment style was, you know, more abandonment. And I was able to be in this independent state in this relationship. We were able to exist as two people and then coming together to nurture the relationship. And it was actually really prompted by him, because he's a very independent person and he loves his alone time. And that's when I actually learned to love my alone time. And I actually started to live alone in the middle of our relationship. And I realized, wait, I want to sleep in my own bed. I want to wake up in my own bed and have my routine. And there is something so beautiful and so important about that. I cannot emphasize that enough, of being independent in a relationship and not feeling obligated to talk to them all the time, to see them all the time. And I loved our schedule. We had, you know, Monday, Tuesday to ourselves to start the week, to kind of get, you know, get in the groove of work. And then Wednesday we would hang out. And then Thursday we'd have our day. And then the weekend, we would just spend the weekend together. And it was fantastic. I really, really liked it, actually, because then it gave me space and it gave him space to hang out with friends, hang out with buddies. Also, again, just spend time alone. So that was something I really, really learned, and not having to, you know, be attached to the hip with this person, but of course be attached to the hip, like on a heart and soul level. What I also learned was really understanding that the queen, God praise the queen, Esther Perel. I love her so much. But she said something in a podcast, I believe it was on Jay Shetty's podcast, where she said, it's not about finding the right person. It's about being the right person. And if you want to be in love and be dazzled and have an exciting love story, that's great. Love stories are beautiful. And love stories can last for days, for weeks, for months, for years. However, there's a life story. And a life story is something you build together. And building a life story takes effort. It's a choice. And building a life story is, you know, moving countries. It's grieving the loss of a parent. It's having kids together. It's buying a house together. It's not just rainbows and butterflies. It's really engaging in this commitment of, I'm ready to show up and be the right person for myself and for them. And when I made that commitment of, I want to build a life story with this person, it was a huge shift in my being, because I think that's all I knew was love stories. That's all I was really engaged in. And I also wasn't mature enough to understand the difference. And again, that is a beautiful thing about having platforms like this podcast, where people have free, beautiful information and books. And even just now, like you were saying, women, sadly, are so much more free to engage in discourse that is very open-hearted and is personal. And that is also, I feel, really the basis of female friendships. We are so not interested in fake conversation, in just small talk. Like, we really need to engage with our girlfriends, like sitting and looking at each other eye to eye, whether that's on the couch or in the freaking bathroom at a bar. Like, we need each other. So that was something that really, really shifted my perspective, and really taking a relationship seriously and not just bailing when I felt doubt and not just bailing when I felt upset, but really, no, I've committed to building a life story with this person. So what does it take? And it's okay to not know exactly what it takes. You're going to figure it out. You're going to move in that direction no matter what, because you're lifting yourself up to that embodiment and to that vibration. No matter the anxiety that came up, no matter the overthinking that came up, no matter the stories and the daydreams or the fantasies or just really the stories I would tell myself of, oh my God, he's not going to text me, he doesn't like me, whatever, I knew in my body
that he wasn't going anywhere. And so really that comes back to just intuitively knowing how this person makes you feel. And that is huge. What I could remember is meeting someone. I remember our first date and I felt really at peace. I was not jittery. I was not like, oh my God, like what do I? I just felt really calm and really at peace. And again, I remember the days after, I'm like, oh my God, is he going to text me back? Is he going to text me? But I still knew in my body and in my intuition, oh, he's not going anywhere. He's fine. And so I think really learning that and ingraining that about intuitively knowing how someone makes you feel and when someone is a really good match for you, because yes, at the time, excellent match. We really, really needed to date each other. And also learning about, you know, just dynamics and communication dynamics. I am someone that is, you know, I would say one of my vices and beautiful flaws as a human being is I get really flustered. I'm very reactive. I want to talk about things right now, but then I realize the power of waiting and just fucking sleeping on it, you guys. Like, give yourself a night's sleep and I swear you will feel differently. You may not feel 100% different. You may not feel like a new woman, new man, but sleep on it and wait. I'm telling you, I used to react so poorly where in the moment I would start crying. It'd be Monday at noon and I would make them like get out of work and drive to me. Like what? Like Jesus Christ. Like what the hell? Like we all have our own lives. Like we need, it can be very selfish when we react and we have to recognize that we have our own complicated shit in ourselves. And we do need to consider the other person. And we also need to consider how will this actually pan out for me? It may feel good in the moment to speak our truth and want to get something off our chest, but being forced to wait also forces you to sit in your difficult emotions. And it is so important. And I didn't realize actually how often I would want to get out of those difficult emotions when I reacted. And for so long, I thought it was, oh, I'm just being, you know, I really just want to resolve this. And I'm confrontational in the way that just really wants to get this on the table and talk about it. But no, it was actually me just wanting to get this difficult emotion off of me. I just wanted to move on from it. But that was selfish of me. That wasn't mature of me. That wasn't grounded of me. And so realizing and knowing how important it is to sit in your difficult emotions, even if it's for a week, sit in that shit. I'm telling you, you have to sit in it because so much will come out of it. You'll be so much stronger. Your heart opens so much more and you'll thank yourself for it. So yeah.
I love the idea of patience. It's something my attachment coach, because I did have a very triggered, anxious attachment style while I was traveling and dating a lot over this past year. She called it like the hot potato communication, where you're like, I don't want to sit with this. I want to like get it off me and throw it to someone else. It sounds like you were kind of experiencing that too. Like,
yes.
Like get over here. Yeah, you know, I don't want the hot potato anymore. I realized that too, because you're like, I just don't want, I literally do not want this hot potato in my lap. I don't want to feel it. And so the trigger is like, or not the trigger, the idea is like, if I get it off my lap and I put it on the other person, now they have to deal with it and I won't even have to touch it. Then I'll feel relief. I'll feel fine. I'll feel clear. But in reality, then you're also now forcing this person to hold the hot potato, which they weren't ready to hold, right? You just threw it at them. So I love that you're having this conversation because it shows a lot of self-accountability and reflection. And I think a lot of times when relationships end, we can get really defensive or start talking so much trash about the other person and what they did wrong and what, you know, how we were so great. And it sounds like you both realized at the time it was a match and then it served its purpose and then it was time to move on. I'm curious, now that you're single, are you dating again?
So it's funny. I'm not really technically dating. I was on the apps. The apps. So funny how we say that. Right. I was on Hinge for a week and I was like, nope. And I can even get into that story because it's kind of freaking hilarious. But I right now am living with a gigantic open heart. I know that my person exists. I know he's out there. I know he's walking and breathing, and I know he's walking towards me, and I'm walking towards him. And in this moment, we are being actively created for each other. However, I don't know when it's going to happen. I don't know who he is. And trust me, you guys, this is another thing about we need to stop obsessing over what he's going to look like, who he's going to be, like, when is it going to happen? Honestly, it makes me upset in so many avenues because, one, this is what practitioners have enabled. We have been enabled to fucking go to these fucked up readings about twin flames and is this partnership going to work out? Like, what are we doing? We are not taking the autonomy and accountability within ourselves and within ourselves to open our hearts to ourselves and be like, what are my values? What do I need? How does this person make me feel? How does this experience make me feel? How does this environment make me feel? And so right now I'm just living with a beautiful, big open heart because an open heart's in so many avenues too with experiences of, so actually a really big theme in my life is Eros. And the idea of Eros is really the universal juicy life force that we all have within us. And typically Eros is just associated with sex. And I actually had such an insane conversation. I don't know if you follow her, Chelsea, but I know I post about her all the time because I literally get hot and bothered watching her and her husband just be sexy humans on her page. But this practitioner, her name's Lucy Lampe, and she's a sex and relationship coach. And she was telling me, she's like, sex is not strong enough to withstand the weight of what Eros is. Eros is just universal life force, but Eros means so many things. Of course, it involves sex. Like, that does involve our life force. Eros can also mean creativity and pouring yourself into your endeavors. Eros can mean connection with your girlfriends and laughing your asses off. Eros can mean smelling a delicious meal like in front of you and taking a bite. Eros can mean the pleasure of sinking into bed and feeling and smelling your sheets. Like, Eros is not just sex. And so my heart is really open to just beautiful, delicious experiences. And I was actually finding myself really hermiting myself for like the first couple months. And this is why. And again, I love sharing these lessons and these experiences because we're meant to share these because we learned them. And that's why we talk about them. So I, of course, me being me, wanting to know, I'm like, Spirit, what is he going to look like? Who is he? And I was kind of getting these specific downloads. And so one of them was like, he has dark hair. And I was like, oh my God, like I'm only going to attract like dark haired men. I just only going to talk to dark haired men. And I'm not going to talk to anyone who isn't my partner. Like, I was hermiting myself like a gnarly human being. And that's also because I put a lot of pressure on myself as a person, whether it's like achievement wise, but also as a practitioner, like I have to be A plus and then I'll just be a better medium. But also I thought if I followed these guidelines that I was creating for myself, not inhibited by Spirit or God, because that is not what God is all about, he would come to me faster. He would materialize in front of me faster. If I didn't sleep with anyone, if I didn't like go dating and stuff. And that is just so not true. And I've learned a few really beautiful things is I am engaging in all kinds of beautiful connections, whether it is with my girlfriends and having amazing open-hearted conversations, whether it is, I know we're going to get into that, but like engaging in self-pleasure practices, which I just started really understanding. I used to feel so much shame around that, so much shame. And it's kind of like, you know, it goes a long way back with like my ancestors. And we weren't like this, not that we were sex negative, but we weren't talking about sex in our household growing up. And I just kind of kept it in the bedroom. I'm not like, you know, talking about it with a stranger, but allowing myself to have these really beautiful moments
that are flirty and fun. And what I mean by these moments are, for instance, it was really sweet. And just, again, random moments is moments of feeling beautiful in public. And a few weeks ago, I went to get wine with my little sister and a friend. And we were walking across the street, like crossing a crosswalk. And there's this super cute guy across the street that was also crossing. And we were kind of looking at each other. And we just kind of engaged in this like 30-second like smirk and looking at each other. Like we both thought we were super cute. And I was like, guys, did you see that? They're like, yeah, like that was adorable. And so just allowing myself to engage in that and not closing myself off to beautiful, flirty little experiences. And in fact, limiting yourself and telling yourself that you can't engage in experiences that are flirty and sweet and adoring and beautiful and creative and delicious, it actually has the opposite effect. I actually feel like it closes you off entirely to what you're actually meant to experience when you do live with an open heart. But you really just have to stay true to your values. And I think that's where people get really caught up when it comes to boundaries and what do I give and what do I do? So again, I know this is going kind of all over the place. I'm not actively looking for someone, but people are kind of coming into my life. And actually, funny enough, next week, I'm going to the beach with someone. Literally last time we hung out one-on-one was when we were 15 and we kissed. And we're going to go to the beach together and we're like talking and it's super flirty. Like there is definitely attraction there. It's flirty. And I'm just living really open-heartedly. I'm like, this will be really, really fun. I don't know where it's going to go. I cannot hold expectations. I have been famous for literally, I'm a psychotic person where I just picture us at the altar and I'm like, do you, Alexandra Shelley, take so-and-so? Like, I'm a freak, but that's because I live with an open heart and I love partnership and I love being in love and I'm not going to beat myself up for it and not love that piece of me. That just shows that I love love and I'm so excited to connect with people. And so, yeah, anyways, I'm going, I guess, on that date next week and I'm not going to limit myself to engaging this beautiful connection. But of course, I'm going to stand strong in my values. I'm going to have my boundaries. I'm not going to give myself away or do things that don't feel good in my body or go against my values. So again, I feel like I kind of went all over the place. And that was a really long-winded answer. No, I'm not dating, but I'm living with a really open heart to connection and what it brings for me. Because at this point, I really, really, truly surrender to who he is. I truly, truly surrender to who he is. I know he exists. I know he's out there. And I just don't want to be attached and just wrap myself in a web of, oh my God, he's going to look like this and this and this, because who freaking knows?
It sounds like you honestly, going back to attachment stuff, I know we're trying to detach from attachment labels, but like you've really become more secure in even communication, in the flirtiness, right? I truly think in order to be flirty, you have to have a sense of confidence and security. I feel like I'm a very awkward flirt, and I feel like that has to do a lot with my anxious attachment style, because I'm like, how are they going to read into this? What if they reach out because I winked at them and I don't want to be with them, and how am I going to end it? Like I spiral over flirting, and it sounds like you've really adopted this, like you said, open-hearted way of approaching life with not just partnership, but career, you know, relationship with self, body, everything. Like, it's just like, I know what is meant for me is meant for me. That's a quote I love, is like, whatever is meant for you will not pass you. And when you have that mindset, it's very hard to be in a negative attitude where I'm like, oh, guys suck. And, you know, LA has the worst zip code for dating, right? We hear that about every single city. Like, oh, but it's actually true that this zip code here truly does have less men. And I'm like, I just don't buy that. Like, I've heard it from so many people that I'm like, that's just a mindset thing. So something that you just mentioned that I never really talk about in this podcast and I think is really important is self-pleasure and just seeking pleasure, or even sexuality and spirituality, how those go together. As someone who is the modern medium, right? You talk about spirituality all the time. You talk about connecting with your guides. You're in a world that I feel like when I was in deep, 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 sexuality was very much the language of like, you know, someone's energy is inside you. So be careful of like who you let inside and, you know, even with yourself. And it started to make me question my past experiences. So it wasn't really necessarily in the moment, but I was like, wow, like, was I a bad person? Was I this slutty, careless girl that just didn't give a fuck about my body? And I think the spiritual path can sometimes lead down to that. But I feel like for you, it's actually opened up a new door to how you view sexuality. Can you share maybe some insights of how like spirituality and sexuality blend together if you do think that?
Yes, absolutely. Going back to my conversation with Lucy, that really changed the game for me. And really, God is Eros, like universal life force. Damn, like that is delicious. Like we, of course, an orgasm is one of the best feelings in the entire world because it is our literal life force, like vibrating throughout our body. So when I kind of understood that, it really empowered me because we so withhold that love from ourselves, and it is so sad. And realizing how much I withheld love from myself, and I was like, wait, I love myself. But loving yourself also means touching yourself, like honestly, I mean, not just with masturbation, but like really adoring yourself, giving yourself a hug, and, you know, putting lotion on your body and just like really loving and adoring yourself. Like body love is so, I don't really hear a lot about it in, you know, I guess actually no, with there are practitioners specifically out there who talk about it, but it's really fun to talk about it as a psychic medium. And then I also learned a lot from one of my best friends, Kayla, and she's a womb embodiment guide and healer. And she actually taught me about sex magic. And I'm not an expert on it, but really sex magic is like really harnessing and honing in your heart's desires and manifesting through an orgasm. And I'm like, excuse me, I'm sorry. But also cleansing yourself with an orgasm, moving through, you know, life's like really difficult situations or just like joys or really just like giving yourself this love and this permission to call in beauty, to call in your heart's desires through self-pleasure. Because think about it, especially with women, we are a literal vessel for life. We are the vessel. It is crazy. So when I kind of understood that, that really, really changed the game for me and really opened up my perspective on how I could actually communicate with my guides, how I can communicate with my higher self, how I can communicate with my soul. And then with like sexuality, and I totally know what you're talking about, Chelsea, with like giving yourself away. And this concept like isn't necessarily connected to sex, but it will in a moment. So something that I learned from my Reiki teacher that changed the game, and it really put into perspective about how little we actually take ownership for our own energy. So my beautiful teacher, Shannon, was saying, when we feel attachments or negative energy on us, it's not because they attached to us. It's because we allowed them to. It's because we met them where they were at. It's because we lowered our vibration or took our vibration to where they were and allowed them in. So really, it's all about don't meet them where they're at and taking ownership for your own energy. And that changed my life. And so recently, I was kind of telling Chelsea in the DMs, I recently had my first like one night stand with someone in my single stint. I haven't been with anyone since March. And it was actually really empowering and really fun and really liberating. And there was no sticky attachment. There was no weird energy. There wasn't any weird expectations on my end. I actually felt really confident and really free. And number one, I think it's because I'm in a much better place. And I actually was able to feel into this guy's energy. And he was a respectful human. He was a really good guy. And he was mature. And so it wasn't weird because I slept with garbage can humans. So of course I felt shitty afterwards, but I was like, this guy was really polite. He was sweet. He was like, this was great. This was awesome. I don't know if I'll ever see him again, but
even going back to like your energy and ownership over your energy, it's really up to you whether or not you're going to allow something or someone to make you feel shitty. And that's also not only by like, I'm just not going to meet them where they're at vibrationally. It's really also up to your values and your standards. And I've had opportunities where, yeah, I've met guys out and like we've kissed, but I'm not going to sleep with them because I wasn't ready yet. And I just wasn't emotionally, energetically ready for that. But for some reason, I was like, you know what? This feels like good to me and it feels fun. And I also held this weird standard of if I don't sleep or don't engage with anyone before I meet my partner, he'll come faster to me, which is such a BS limiting belief lie. And then that's when I also realized that's really holding me back. And that's really closing me off from really beautiful connections, really kind of undoing these limiting beliefs on sexuality and opening ourselves up to God and to spirit in a way that is actually deeply, deeply original and is deeply, deeply nourishing and cleansing and really empowering. And I now feel so beautiful in my skin and I feel really grounded in my beauty, and it's inside and out.
I love that. I love what you said about like you own your energy and what you allow in. Like it's almost like that whole concept of creating a barrier around yourself or like bubble wrap, right? Like here's what I'm letting in and here's what I'm not going to let in. So if you think about sex energetically, it's like, yes, even if you did sleep with someone physically and technically, yes, you let them in. But like when it comes to attaching yourself after that, it's like you get to decide how you want to interact with that dynamic. I also love, love, love what you said about feeling into someone's energy. I think this is a huge lesson in intuition. Like the body doesn't lie. I truly believe your intuition is so activated by your body, and your body knows, right? It gets those spidey senses of like, no, this feels really off. And then it will tell you, and then it's up to you to decide, am I going to ignore this feeling or I'm going to keep going forward? And it sounds like you use your intuition to decide, you know what? I am going to sleep with this person and I'm not going to make it mean anything about me or my character or who I am. Because I think people listening that have shame around that, to me at least, I'll speak from my experience, there's a huge piece of shame that you're like, I'm used, right? Like I'm a used up girl. I'm dirty. I'm slutty. I'm whatever, right? All these words that people use in society when in reality, it's like, okay, but guys also sleep with a ton of people and we never use those words about them. And that's what pisses me off, which we could go down a whole other episode about that. But I also want to welcome you to the One Night Stand Club. I've had many of those. So congrats on your first one.
It wasn't my first one ever. It was just my first one of the
single. Since the breakup. Story. Okay. Okay. Yes. Got it.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, oh my gosh, welcome.
One night stands, baby.
Yes. And you can learn about yourself, right? Like I learned so much about myself from a situationship I was in that was all casual sex. It was amazing. We had a great physical connection. And what I learned about myself after that was so much about like boundaries and what I really wanted and owning my desires. And so, yeah, I could have looked at that experience and been like, wow, can't believe I let myself get into that. When in reality, it's like, thank you for literally teaching me exactly what I want and don't want. And now moving forward, I'm like not entertaining casual relationships. Like I thought I was cool with that and like, you know, just want to be cool, chill girl. But I'm like, I'm not. Like I want a serious, committed, monogamous relationship. And so I've updated my dating profiles to be very direct, you know, in Hinge where it's like, what are you looking for? I used to keep it vague, like, oh, we'll see where it goes if we get along. You know what I mean? Like so airy. Yeah. And now I'm like, this is exactly what I'm looking for. Even my prompts, I change them up. Like some are fun and light. And then some are like, there's one that's like what turns you on or something. And I'm like, direct, honest communication. Like I just updated everything because I'm like, I don't want to give off this impression anymore that I'm looking for casual and I'm totally okay with non-committal guys because I'm not. It actually reminds me of that Barbie, what Ken said in the Barbie movie when he's like, I want you to be my long distance, low committed, casual girlfriend or something. And I'm like, that's literally the situations I've ended up in because I haven't owned what I really want. And it sounds like both of us have realized from breakups and from casual sex and whatever other experiences we've had that like, it's okay to want something that is genuine, committed, It doesn't make you crazy. It doesn't make you needy or desperate. It's like you want what you want, and it's okay to own those desires.
100%. And also, that is a win if you are honest about that and they can't handle it. Like, it may feel crappy to feel quote unquote rejected, but actually what you just did and what I kind of realized is when you live with an open heart, literally it beckons the other person and their higher self, their soul is like, hey, are you ready to open your heart more to yourself and to this other person or just to anyone? Because living with an open heart and being really true with your values is always a mirror. And so when they're not ready, they are not ready to open their heart more to themselves and they're not ready to open their heart to another person. That is absolutely okay. And if it's a no response, if it's a rejection, if it's like a weird ending, that's good because what you did was beautiful and courageous. We are meant to live with an open heart. And I think that's where I used to beat myself up so much, where I really live so open-heartedly and I would be so honest and, you know, and then I wouldn't hear back from them. And I'm like, what did I do wrong? And I'm like, no, I actually was really honest and I felt really beautiful when I was saying it. And I knew in my body, this is what I was meant to say. And that is okay. Like they haven't responded or I haven't heard from them. That is good because they weren't ready to open their heart. And I'm not ready to be with someone who isn't ready to open their heart. And so that is something I've had to really work through and kind of actually realize my experiences over the years. And even just like, yeah, just got kind of going into that with like, you know, new interactions.
Love that. I am obsessed with everything you've said in this episode. I feel like I need to re-listen, especially whenever I go through a breakup. This is going to be my like saved one. And when my friends go through a breakup, I'm going to be like, go listen to this episode with the Modern Medium because you just
help
so many people with not only the spiritual side of it, but owning, again, your desires and what you want and empowering people. It's just been an incredible conversation. So I know that people are going to want to get in touch with your energy because you really do have the best energy. So how can everyone find you and pimp out your podcast?
Yes, sister, friends, men, beautiful people. I'm so, so excited to meet you. So you can follow me on Instagram at @themodernmedium_. I love posting about my silly life, silly updates, also about my business, what I'm doing, and just even like personal growth things. Like I love hopping on and I'm like doing the dishes in the sink and I'm like chatting with you guys. I love, love, love like being candid and being honest. And I love posting about like beautiful tips and savable posts that you feel like you can always, always come back to. Yes, I also have a podcast, which Chelsea has been on twice, the queen. And my podcast is called Embody Your Soul, and it's available wherever you love to listen. And yes, I have many beautiful ways to connect with you and to work with you, whether that's in one-on-one sessions. I also just came out with a beautiful 9-week course with my best friend, Kayla, who I did previously mention. It's called You're Magical as Fuck. It's absolutely incredible. I also have Voxer containers. I am a Reiki master. So I love, love, love waking up and serving you guys. So thank you so much, Chelsea.
Thank you. And everyone, go check out her work. She's incredible. Her energy is someone that you want in your Instagram feed, not someone that you're like, oh, I need a meal. So let's all go run and don't walk to follow Alexandra. Thank you so much for coming on the show. I hope you save this episode and return to it whenever you are going through a hard time in dating, especially if you're going through a breakup right now, or you're just trying to move forward and enjoy being single. Save this episode, send it to your friends in the group chat, tag Alexandra and I on Instagram and let us know what you loved about this episode. I found so much value in what she shared, especially around the spiritual concepts when it comes to breaking up and moving forward, and constantly seeking out signs is something that I'm doing 24/7, but especially after a breakup. So that would be my number one tip from this episode is if you're feeling in the depths of despair and you are feeling those anxious butterflies, I wouldn't even call them butterflies, right? They're like anxious worms in your stomach and you feel genuinely like your heart might crack open or just completely constrict and you might die because you're in so much pain. That's how I felt in breakups before. You need to ask for a sign. Ask for a sign to move forward. Ask for a sign that you're going to be okay. Ask for a sign that just today is going to be an amazing day. And I can guarantee you something will show up in your life that you need to see or hear or sense or touch or taste that day. If you found value out of this episode, you know what to do. Head to Spotify, rate this podcast 5 stars, and then go to Apple Podcasts and leave a review. Make sure you go to the show notes to see all the ways you can get involved in the Modern Medium's work and how I can help you with your podcast, whether that's launching it or growing it and making it an incredible business asset and something that you look forward to doing. I am here to help you. Thank you so much for listening, and I'll see you in the next episode.